Matthew 9 and 27. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was coming to the house, talking about Jesus, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? Do you think I can do this? And they said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith. Everybody say, according. Everybody say, to my faith. But when you're reading it to yourself, it's first person. According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were open, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. Now, how on earth could you go from being blind to having eyes open and then somebody tell you, don't tell nobody what happened to you? Well, that's a challenge right there. And as they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man. That means a deaf mute. He couldn't talk, couldn't hear. So the man that was blind, when he figures out he can see and God touches him, he goes and gets somebody else that needs Jesus. See how this thing works? They go get somebody devil possessed. And the Bible said when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake and the multitudes marveled, saying it was never so seen in Israel. Israel was sitting there looking at two formerly blind men and one man that couldn't hear. All of a sudden, amen, they can hear and they can see. Amen. Something happens when God comes to town. Something happens when Jesus shows up. Hallelujah. Anybody need a miracle tonight? Come on, lift your hands to the Lord right now. Let's pray. In the name of Jesus, I pray that faith would arise in this house. Hallelujah. Come on, prayer warriors, help me pray right now. Hallelujah. I feel the power of the Most High God. It's going to sweep through this place. Hallelujah. Pour out blessings and answer prayers. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, if you come ready, why don't you begin to clap your hands? Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. This is how you get God's attention. He inhabits the praises of his people. When you start clapping your hands and opening your mouth, Jesus begins to show up. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody shout, I'm going to get my miracle. You can be seated. I want to preach the epitome of faith. Hallelujah. Everybody say the epitome of faith. Amen. The definition of the word epitome is the typical or the highest example of a stated quality as shown by a particular person or thing. When you say that a person is the epitome of something, what you are saying is they are the best possible example of what we're trying to explain. If someone, some woman, an old lady makes biscuits every morning at 4 o'clock and sews dresses and does all that stuff, you would say that woman is the epitome of a grandma. That's what my grandma was. Amen. Make them big old biscuits and gravy before I ever woke up. Amen. She was the epitome of what a grandma should have been. You got this old this old guy wears overalls and he's got his pocket knife in his front pocket and he goes fishing every day and he's always telling funny stories. And that's the epitome of a grandpa. Hallelujah. I love being a grandpa. It's the best thing that ever happened to me. Besides getting the Holy Ghost, is being a grandpa. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I used to not be into titles, but I'm getting into titles now. Amen. I'm a grandpa. Amen. When I was praying today, the Lord began to deal with me about these scriptures. And when I read them, I thought to myself, these two men are the epitome of faith. Amen. It is what, when you think of what faith really is, it's the story of these two men. Amen. If I were to blindfold you and say, I want you to follow me, we're going to go around this building and back in through the kitchen and around the pews. Amen. And you're going to do your best. Amen. You put your blindfold on, and the first thing you're going to do is you're going to start making a mental picture of what this room looks like to make sure you don't trip over the first pew and walk off the platform. And amen. You got this mental picture because you've seen this room before. Some of you have seen it for 7 or 8 years. Amen. You could almost blindfold yourself and walk around and not hit anything. Amen. But you got a mental image of it. Let me tell you, a blind person don't have a mental picture of anything because they've never seen anything. Come on, I'm going to preach a little while. Amen. Let me tell you, when a blind person who can't create a mental picture gets up and begins to follow somebody, that's what you call a step of faith. When you're blind and you don't know what's in front of you, every step that you take is a step of faith. Amen. Can I preach to this church a little while? Hallelujah. Those men that day, they could have sat there in their condition and said, you know what? He should have stopped and prayed for me. If he wanted me to be healed, he would have stopped and anointed me with oil. But my Bible said he would have passed them by. Let me tell you about Jesus. If you're going to get something from him, you got to learn how to get up. You got to learn how to say, you know what? I'm going to do what I got to do tonight to make sure he don't pass me by. Come on, church. They used to sing a song, do not pass me by. Do not pass me by. And everybody in the church would begin to sing it. But some people were living it. And some people were just singing it. Amen. Some people were... When you get a made up mind, hey, I'm going to get my miracle, it begins to make you do something. It makes you get up. It makes you get determined. It makes you say, hallelujah. Too many people try to use, well, I got this disability, you know. I get scared around people. I get nervous around people. Well, you ain't gonna like heaven very well, because there's gonna be a whole lot of people there. Well, I'm just shy and I'm nervous and I can't. No, when you want something, you throw your disabilities and your inferiority complexes out the window. Boy, I'm going to preach to the church tonight for a little while. Hallelujah. Somebody that's hungry don't care what everybody else thinks. Come on. Hallelujah. Let them tie you up in a cage for a week. No food, no water. Let a crowd surround your cage. Let them open it and there'll be water and food in front of you. You won't care about the crowd then. Well, the truth is, when you get hungry for God, that's how I know people are ready. When people want it with all their heart, that's when
Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Come on, everybody, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. When blind people start walking, amen, it's dangerous even in familiar areas. Amen. They got to take it easy even when in places they may be familiar with because they've never really seen nothing. And so any obstacle could end up being a disaster. But these two men who had never seen anything in their life, when Jesus walked by, I'm going to get whatever he's got. Somebody must have told him, there's a miracle man here. There's a healer coming to town. Come on. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Don't stop up your ears when the preaching goes forth. This is when you need to open your ears, because this is when faith comes. Come on, let's praise him. Hallelujah. And so every step that they take is with a belief and a hope that if I can get to where he is, it's all going to get fixed. That's what faith does. Faith steps out. Faith says, I'm going to leave all the excuses behind. I'm going to leave all the reasons I thought up in my past that I can't get this miracle. I'm going to leave them behind. Come on. Come on. Faith says the blood of Jesus is more powerful than my past life. Faith says God is bigger than my problems. Faith says if I can but just touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to be made whole. Faith don't have excuses. Faith is not lazy. Faith don't have a bad attitude. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Amen. If you want it bad enough, just settle it in your spirit. God is going to do it. Come on, let's love the Lord together. Hallelujah. Anybody believe it? Come on, I know it's a Wednesday night, but I believe God's going to do miraculous things before we leave tonight. I feel it in my spirit. There's going to be doors open for people. Come on, I prayed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I prayed at the new church this morning for a while, and then I came over here and I prayed some more. And it don't matter what building I was in, I felt the same power. I felt that same anointing. I felt that same spirit. Hey, but I felt God telling me, if we can get our faith to the level of those two blind men, we're going to turn this city upside down. We're going to turn our families upside down. We're going to turn our state upside down. Hey, when you get faith, nothing can stop people of faith. You got to learn how to rebuke doubt. The devil don't want you to have a miracle. He don't want you to have a ministry. He don't want you to be blessed. He don't want you to have a good marriage. He don't want you to have anything good. And you just got to rebuke the doubt. Hey, man, you got to say, get thee behind me, Satan. You are an offense unto me. I'm going over. I'm not going under. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord. Come on, let's praise him for a moment. praise him for a moment. Come on, church, lift up your voice to God. We're going to prepare the atmosphere for miracles. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, yeah, come on, join up with somebody right now. Hallelujah. Come on, let's have a little prayer meeting right now. God, you see of a need. You see of a situation. Caraba. Oh! Come on, let God move through you for a minute. Come on, we got time. Come on, we got time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. These men were the epitome of faith. I want you to listen to their words. They said, "Thou son of David, have mercy upon me." Hallelujah. Does that sound familiar to you? Thou son of David, have mercy. It was the exact same words that blind Bartimaeus would use 10 chapters later. I began to study what that phrase meant, "Thou son of David," what it was in their culture. They had been taught by the prophets that there would be a Messiah that would come, and it would be from the lineage of David. He would rise with healing in his wings, is what the Bible would say. And this man, somehow, when he heard about Jesus and he knew that a Messiah was coming and he knew that he was from the lineage of David, he began to connect some dots and he thought, you know what? This is the one that's come, just like the prophet said. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen. Why do you need to hear the word of God? I tell you why you need the word of God. Because you'll never connect the dots until you do get the word of God. You won't know what's real and what's fake until you do learn the word of God. Amen. So they heard the word. Then they believed the word. Then they connected the word to Jesus. Then they blindly began to pursue their miracle. I'll tell you why it's the epitome of faith. Because we walk by faith. We do not walk by sight. Amen. These men were believers of the word. And they connected that to Jesus. And when they connected it with Jesus, amen, they got up blindly. You know what that means? They couldn't see how this was going to work out. Can I just preach it how God laid it on my heart? Let me tell you what real faith is. It's when you hear it. Say, so, well, I don't know about all that. When you become the preaching critique, you lost your miracle.
When you're the one is on the phone after church, well, you really believe what he was preaching tonight? Yeah. You know, I don't know if that scripture really means that or not. It don't for you. You just talked yourself out of a miracle. You know what the problem with seeing is? You start trying to figure it out for God then. When you can see it, you start telling him, well, if you'll just have this person come up to me and they'll give me a word and then I'll know, or if this one will give me whatever and this one will say. You're seeing too much. That ain't how we walk. That ain't how we live. Don't rip the miracle out of God's hands. Just say, you know what? If the word of God said it, I don't see it. I'm having trouble seeing it. I don't know how it's going to happen. But I got enough faith in the word of God that if he said it, I'm about to get up and go get it. Come on, somebody praise him in this house. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lift your hands to God right now. Kodabahata. Tadabahata. Todabahata. Todabaha. Todabaha. Come on, I want somebody that can't see it. Come on, let God work right now. Come on, let him work in your spirit right now. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, I got so much to preach, but I can't move forward right now. Come on out. God's going to deal with somebody. Come on, God's dealing with people right now in this place. There's people in this room you need to forgive. You need to... Ko-ba-ba-ba-ba. Ko-ba-sa. Come on, in Jesus' name. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, church, let's turn it into a prayer room right now. Come on. Come on, you're thinking it ain't gonna happen because you can't see how it's going to. Come on, it's not in faith if you can see it. Faith is when you can't see it. Come on. Come on, Thomas. It ain't faith if you gotta see it first. Faith is when you can't see it, but you believe it. Turn it. Turn it, God. Turn it, God. Turn up my. Come on, if you need a miracle and you don't see how it's going to happen, I want you to come down around this front. I think we've already heard enough. Amen. We're going to separate the believers from the unbelievers. Amen. If you don't believe it, you're dismissed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if you don't see how it's going to happen, amen, But down deep in your spirit, you believe that God is somehow going to make a way. Ha-da-da-ba-ha. I want you to come around this front. We're about to pray. Hallelujah. And God's going to do miracles. Ha-da-da-ba-ha. God's going to open doors. God's going to work things out that you thought the door had already closed. You thought the opportunity was already down the river. You thought you'd already made too many mistakes. You thought you messed up too bad. You don't see how. Oh. Hildo. Come on, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, they went to where he was. They went into his presence. They found where he was. Come on, let faith arise right now. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus asked the question, believe ye that I am able? I want to ask you right now, as many knees across this front, I want to ask you, do you believe God is able? Come on, this is where the miracle happens, or it gets pushed down the road. They found where he was. They came to him. And he said, believe ye that I am able to do this. What does it cost you to say, yes, Lord? They opened their mouth and said, yay. I rebuke every lying devil that's tried to shut the mouth of the saints of God, tried to shut their prayer down. Somebody needs to open their mouth. You need to quit saying no. And you need to start saying yes. Come on, when the word yes came out of their mouth, when the word yes came out of their mouth, he touched them. When the word came out, he touched them immediately and said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Come on. If you want a miracle, start saying yes, Lord. Come on, start saying yes. Come on, don't let the devil tell you no. You start saying yes. 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 Come on. Come on, Logan, you can get the Holy Ghost. Yes. Come on in Jesus' name. Come on in Jesus' name. Come on, let the yes.